That is brand new music from Spy Genius here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Name of the new album is Jabbernow. Played you the first track, I Dig Your New Robes, Pierre. Something I think you'll be hearing a lot more of on the Viva La Mock radio show. With me, the Mockster. Before that, Men Without Hats. Went back to their 1982 album, Rhythm of Youth, for I Like. Speaking of 1982... It's when Spandau released their Diamond album. So I played Chant Number One, because I don't need this pressure on. I don't. But I give it to myself each and every Friday night during the Viva La Mock or during the encore presentations of this radio show here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Before the Spandau Ballet, Reckless Eric started off the entire set with Semaphore Signals. Which gets us to where we are now, which is just now top of the hour here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. And what does top of the hour mean? Top of the hour does mean we're going to get into a mock. But before we get into the mock, I want to remind you that Attic Records joined you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records is located in Millvale. They're open 7 days a week, and they provide new and used records and CDs. And they pay for quality used records and CDs. They're family-owned and operated. There's no collection too big, no collection too small. Again, they're located in Millvale. You can reach them at 412-821-8484. And don't forget, if you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, email pr@wrct.org for finding out more information about some promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Let's switch up the background music so that we can get into what we call the mock. And tonight's mocking is the Ohio Express. Now, it's an interesting, as I was doing some digging around, I found some stuff that said they're also known as the rare breed, but they really weren't. Kind of. So the Ohio Express was really the project. It was really a project from a production crew. They called themselves Super K Productions. Jeffrey Katz and Jerry Cantonets. And so the Rare Breed actually had a couple songs, like the one in the background. But then the Super K people decided, hey, you know what? I'll have more control over these songs if I control the artists and the musicians and the band. So they came up with this idea of the Ohio Express and actually found a real band in Mansfield, Ohio, Sir Timothy and the Royals, to be the Ohio Express, to play the songs that they wrote, and had other people record. Now, this was rock and roll back in the 60s. In fact, there's an Ohio Express song that an early Joe Walsh, a young Joe Walsh, with his band The Measles, are on. pre-James Gang. Yeah. Pulling these Ohio musicians and just making them record stuff and then sending them out on tour and doing some things like that. So with that, I have an Ohio Express mock coming up right now. I've stretched it to a half a dozen songs, only the way the mockster knows how to make that happen. But back in 1988, L7 recorded a version of the Ohio Express's Yummy Yummy. Let's check that out. It's an Ohio Express mock.
Thank you. bus, hit the Baltimore on the way, took a nap. Dropped off another, said I'm giving this no back. Yes, there's a lot going on underneath. There's roofs, there's pipes, and there's drainage leaks, so.
Yeah, Gigi Allen wrapping up the mock here with Up Against the Wall. His version of the song from a 1982 single he put out called No Rules. That's wrapping up in an Ohio Express mock here in the Viva La Mock radio program. Before the Gigi Allen, the Vindictives from 1994 is when that album came out, them doing their version of Chewy Chewy. Also in that set of music, some of my non-Ohio Express, but I made it thematically fit, Punchline doing their song Express. Before that, Modest Mouse with the song called Ohio. Yeah, so there. Put those two back-to-back and you've got Ohio Express sandwiched in the middle of four Ohio Express covers. Before that, 6X from Atlanta, Georgia, doing their version of Come On Down to My Boat, which I always thought was an Every Mother's Son song, because they had the big hit with it, but before they put it out, actually the Rare Breed actually had a version of the song, and I believe that the original name of the title wasn't Come On Down to My Boat, it was Come Take a Ride on My Boat, or something that's more of a mouthful. Before the 6X that start off the entire set, some L7 doing their version of Yummy Yummy. Wrapping up an Ohio Express mock here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Let's do this. Wait. I know what I'm doing. I do know what I'm doing. Let's do this. Let's get some background music going again. Speaking of background music, this is the Surefire Soul Ensemble. Brand new disc that they have out. Been really digging it. Using that as my background music for the duration of most of this program. My name is Paul. This is a show called Viva La Mock. Comes to you each and every Friday evening live in the studio, and then we do some encore presentations throughout the week. If you have a suggestion for a song, you can always reach out to me with an email, wrctrequest@gmail.com. Or call me up. If it's a Friday night, you can call me up, 412-268-WRCT, 412-268-9728. do my best to see if I can get these requests out there for you. If you're listening and you want to hear a song, that's the best way to make things happen. Let's go back to the soft bulletin for some Flaming Lips. As we take a race for the prize. It's Viva Lamach here on 83 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. Yeah, that's Devo wrapping up that set of music from their 1982 album. Oh no, it's Devo. Yeah, celebrating 40 years. In fact, I think there's a 40th anniversary collection of that album, or whatever you call it, a 40th anniversary edition of that album that is coming out. Or maybe it's out. Before that, how about also from 1982, Tony Basil. Yeah, the album that gave us Mickey also had that basically a Devo cover. In fact, all of Devo is backing her on that song, Be Stiff. Talking about the Stiff record label. Altered Images gave us their version of Neil Diamond's song, Sung Blue. The original version 50 years ago was like number one on the adult contemporary charts. Start the entire set with some Flaming Lips and the Race for the Prize off of the Soft Bulletin. I did want to play this little... I do that every once in a while with my mic. I turn off the wrong mic and I turn on a different one. I did want to play this little tidbit because I was talking about Tony Basil and Mickey, right? Everyone knows that song. Oh, Mickey, you're so fine, all that stuff, right? Did you know it's a cover? Did you know that that song is actually a cover? And the original band did it back in the 70s, like 77. A band called Racy. I'm going to play a little bit of it for you, just for fun. Just for fun. It's called Kitty. Yeah, you know what that means. That means at some point the mockster, which is me, I'm going to play that version in its entirety on my show some night. I just didn't feel like doing it tonight. But we have other shows, future shows, to make things like that happen. Speaking of making things happen, I still got time before we hit the top of the hour. Top of the hour is when this program signs off. If you heard a few weeks ago, I was paying tributes and playing songs from albums from 1982. And then last week I was doing it again. And this week I've been doing it because I've got all these Overflow albums that I pulled weeks ago. And I'm like, I got to get to these. I've got to get to these. For example, like Thomas Dolby's Golden Age of Wireless came out in 1982. The original version didn't even have She Blinded Me with Science on it. It was later added to the album. Okay. I was 14, she was 12. Father traveled, hers as well. You are
in the hoverboard. She was knocking on the push past the paper man, calling her name. She smiled for the cameras. Somebody got grabbed me. Her eyes were gone forever as they drove her.
machines, multinational corporate machines.
Whispered remark changed a girl's life. Make no mistake, there was a difference. She had a war job and mother-in-law trouble, a jitterbug wedding and an itch that started quick. In the most attractive of rubber suits, posing as a girl, unmarried and unkissed, she set out to answer questions. How red is Hollywood and what brings out the beast in men? By the seaside, by the bandstand, she sighs and says, too many blondes spoil the crowd. As sound systems loom over the city, electric, anesthetic, and that mad shine is drilled into the moon, which is masculine that night. But this ain't no musical rock, no screwball comedy. This is just dog-collar loneliness. The world is not a wild place.
All right, that wraps up a Viva La Mock radio program. I was sifting through, I was playing, of course, you know me, I play some vinyl. And I brought some vinyl from home for my show tonight. And a bunch of 45s or 7 inches or whatever you want to call them. And then I was sifting through the 7 inches here at WRCT, and I found that Algebra Suicide from 1982, no less. The Romance. Oh, True Romance at the World's Fair. And then before that, another one from 1982, an album, a band I don't even know about, TV Babies. So if you know about them, you can educate the moxer. I just pulled it out. I was in the T section. I was like, huh. Album's called Rock Around the Corporations, and that was Corporate Clock. Big Audio Dynamite before that with Free and throughout the entire set from 1982's Golden Age of Wireless, Thomas Dolby. That wraps up a Viva La Mock radio program. We have an encore edition of Courts in Session coming up in a few minutes. Heck, it might be going on right now, but I'm not playing it because I'm still talking. I have some things I need to let you know about. And I got to switch my background music for this. Because Gar threw this request at me a while back, and I was just trying to find a way to get it in, and I didn't make it. Sorry, Gar. It's not always I play the guitarist from Megadeth. I want to remind you that 80,000 people in America have sickle cell disease. 2 million carry the trait of this hereditary disease. It's painful. It's frustrating, especially when there's regular blood transfusions as part of the treatment. But you don't have to face it alone. Talk with your doctor about effectively managing the disease and complications related to the treatment, such as iron overload. For more information, sicklecelldisease.org. Don't forget, each year, 40% of food in the U.S. never gets eaten. And that's right, wasting food wastes water and labor and fuel and money. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. Learn how to better plan, store, and cook your food at SaveTheFood.com. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. You can hear an encore presentation of this very show on Tuesdays at 2 o'clock. Otherwise, I'll be back next Friday to do it all over again. As we do it each and every Friday, we try to do it each and every Friday, right here on 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh. Marty Friedman wrapping up this program with For a Friend. For Gar, he's a friend. He's a friend of the Viva La Mock radio program. Have yourselves a great weekend.